Dean, Seattle's Morning News.
My favorite buildings are all falling down.
The city of Sumner held an open house last night for residents to learn more about various civic projects and initiatives that are going on in the Pierce County community. And one of the hot topics was the Ryan House, a 19th century home that the Sumner City Council last week voted to demolish. Our resident historian Felix Bunnell has been on this story from the beginning.
Like 36 hours.
That's right. And you said you were going to go there last night. You did go there last night. So tell us what happened.
Well, first, it was an hour and 40-minute drive to get there last night. Only 40 minutes coming home, but almost 3 hours in the car for me last night. Okay, as we talked about Tuesday morning, the Ryan House, it's a home on Main Street in Sumner, built in the 1870s, 1880s. Now targeted for demolition as soon as November, following a city council vote last week. The vote has caused some civic whiplash. The city had been raising money and working to restore the Ryan House for the past few years, but they say they discovered some serious structural issues back in the spring, now make it too expensive to fix. They need another $1 million at least, maybe two. Now, Brian Massey was there last night. He grew up in Sumner and still lives nearby. We walked the 2 blocks or so from City Hall to take a closer look.
We can go down this way, yeah. Okay. A little shorter instead of walking all the way around.
Yeah.
Because this is the back corner of it right here. This was our first library. This is where a lot of people came and studied. And it's, I mean, on the main street. That's why it's so popular. They did a thing to take this tree down. I forgot what year they did that down. But this is the house.
Yeah, so the open house at City Hall was from 5 to 7. I got there about 6:15. It was pretty crowded, and there were tables staffed by various city officials with different projects. Lots of people were holding flyers that said, Save the Ryan House. Here's one example here. Has all the email addresses of council members and the mayor on the back. Now, the most common response I heard from people was disappointment that the city didn't make more of an effort to let people know back in the spring when the city says they first discovered that problem with the structure of the house. Now, Randall Adams is the guy who made those flyers, and he's been handing them out since last Saturday. I asked him what the city should have said when they found those additional problems back in May.
We ran into some things that are considerably more than what we thought, and we don't have the funds to do all of this. We're going to need some assistance. We're going to need to have the community rally around this effort. They didn't. They just chopped their legs off.
Now, I asked City Administrator Jason Wilson if he wishes the city had made more of an effort to get the word out about the problems when they first found out about them.
You know, hindsight's always 20/20. You know, we put all of our meetings out on our website. We've had a project page that's been updated real time with everything that we learn. Providing additional time for the public to participate in the process may have resulted in a delayed vote, but I don't know that it would have changed the vote at the end of the day.
Now, I talked to Randall Adams again, the guy handing out the flyers. He expressed what several people told me last night and what I've seen a lot on Facebook in the last several days.
That's why we're upset, because it was for 3-4 years we've been told it's going along, it's getting good, we're getting closer, it's all there. And then, bam,
it's being torn down.
And that they had a window where they could have included the citizens of Sumner to help them. And they chose to be omnipotent and not do so.
Now, last night was just an open house, so there were no decisions made or votes taken or anything like that. But I asked City Administrator Jason Wilson, if a citizens group did coalesce and ask for more time to organize and to raise money to do the restoration as originally planned, would the city of Sumner be amenable to hitting the pause button on demolition?
You know, it's really a council decision at this time because it's a policy decision that council made. And if they wanted to revisit their decision, they'd certainly be more than welcome to. I think the bigger challenge, though, is really the funding. It's not a will. Everybody wants to save the Ryan House, but the funding gap just continues to grow. And our grants also have finite timelines, so they also expire.
Now, I've checked with at least one of the major funders. That's the Washington State Heritage Capital Fund. It's administered by the Washington State Historical Society. They seem like they're open to negotiating the delay. There's this notion that some of this money is going to run out. I don't think that's necessarily a problem because these funders want people to do the work originally funded. Now, as for the city council being willing to grant a delay, talk to lifelong Sumner resident Candy Book. She was not very optimistic.
Oh, sure. We can ask, but we can barely get them to give us 3 minutes at a council meeting, let alone give us even a month. They want to tear that down in the first week of November. We don't have time.
Now, the city council typically meets every Monday, but then sometimes they have study sessions and they skip this week's meeting. Anyway, they're not going to meet again in full council until October 16th, which is 2 weeks before November. I talked to the city administrator, Jason Wilson, and said, are you guys going to sort of slow walk the demolition contracting based on what you've heard tonight? And he was kind of noncommittal about that. I don't think they're racing to get it demolished. I don't think they're necessarily hitting the pause button until they get a few more direction from the city council. Brian Massey, my tour guide, let him have the final word here.
It's the last big piece of history in Sumner. There's nothing else here. They took out the old bridges and everything. This used to be an agriculture town when I was growing up. Once history's gone, it's gone.
And the house is pretty cool.
To your heart there.
I had never heard of it before. It's this beautiful Victorian home. It's right on Main Street in Sumner. It was a library for 50 or 60 years. Then it's been the home of the Historical Society. But it's kind of a hidden gem. And it's just from the outside.
What does downtown Sumner look like these days? What do you got down there?
Lots of retail. There's cleaners. Mm-hmm. There's lots of restaurants. It looks like it's pretty vibrant. They've had a couple fires over the years. They lost some historic buildings a year or so ago.
Is it quaint in any way?
I think it's very quaint. It's very railroad focused. While I was talking to people, the train whistles kept blowing. There's a place, the restaurant that used to be called Casey's.
There's some potential
Caboose.
There. Because I'm thinking, you know, just coming back from a vacation where I saw a lot of quaint buildings, there's a clear economic advantage to places that are attractive to tourists.
Absolutely.
People don't just want to go to a big downtown city. Everybody's got a big city. But the idea of going to something that you don't normally see, a piece of history that's got a good story behind it, even if it's kind of made up. I mean, one of the places we stopped at was a maple shack in the Canadian woods, where this guy makes his own maple syrup, right? And he plays the spoons. I mean, thing is, buses of tourists sit down and pay money, tour companies pay money to spend an hour there.
Yeah.
Why would you pass that up if you got that in your backyard? And as for those old bridges that were demolished, build them again. Make them look the way they were, you know, seismically retrofit. Don't have to retrofit them. Build them to be seismically sound in the first place. Nobody cares if they are not 400 years old as long as they look 400 years old. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but this one is authentic. It's
there
a terror. It's a
even one, better.
It's one of the oldest publicly owned buildings in the state of Washington from 1870s.
I'd pay to eat flapjacks there.
And when you retire, Dave, you could play the spoons down there. I could see Dave Ross play the spoons at the Ryan House
this
Wednesday night at 9.
We figured it out. We're saving Sumner right now.
Seriously, cultural tourism is really low impact in terms of the environment too. It's
absolutely
a smart thing for the future. I hope they're able to get the time they need and raise the money to save the Ryan House in Sumner.
Thank you, Felix.